here we are again. We're in the big debt cycle once again. And the thing that you describe of we're all on the ship, we're headed towards the iceberg, and people say, no, we got to go left. The other people, no, we got to go right. And ultimately, we just crash into the iceberg. That's kind of where I'm beginning to land on this debt issue. And if you think that's kind of the situation we're in, what do we do about that? What do we do that about that as investors, as young people, as professionals? What do we do about that?
We have the capacity today to deal with all of these things. If the parties involved can worry enough and rise above their self-interests to be able to deal with them well, that's a reality. There's still choice. However, I agree with what you said. It's not likely. So the answer to the last part of your question is, what does a person do? Okay. I think what a person does is, first of all, they know how to diversify well. You don't want to concentrate bets. You want to have certain proper diversification of your bets. That's a whole other subject. One of the aspects of that is, yes, you do want to have a certain amount of gold in your portfolio or the equivalent of an alternative money, but not so much that it's your big dominant bet, but it diversifies your portfolio in an effective way, because if the things we're talking about happen, it also will mean that the other assets in your portfolio that you're holding, which won't do well, will be protected by that position.